Taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
All right, we're back. It's 9:15. 32 right now and mostly sunny. Welcome to a new day, new week. Monday, April 24th edition of The Morning Show. Thank you very much for waking up with us here this morning. And one of my favorite people in, Melissa Bakken, Leech Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't see you enough, Melissa. We were talking about that. I got to get you in here more, a couple more phone calls, because you always got stuff going on over there at the library. It's crazy the amount of events that that I hear you have going over there. And Janet Gageland's usually the one when she comes in for a Thursday report. Well, talk to me about it.
Yeah,
it
she's like, always giving me a plug.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it is National Library Week.
Right.
Tell us about this. What's going on?
So National Library Week actually started yesterday, but we're closed on Sundays. So it goes through Saturday, the 29th. This year's theme is there's more to the story.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So what we're asking our patrons to do, and anybody can stop in, pin a note to our board telling us how libraries have shaped your life.
I love that idea.
Yes. We want to know, was there a special event that you attended? Was there something a librarian did for you as you were growing up? We'd love to hear that. We want to know what your favorite books are.
Right, right.
You know, so stop in. We've got a board that we're going to pin little comments to. I've also posted it on Facebook, so you can also just maybe say, hey, this is what happened to me or for me.
Right.
You know? That's what our plan is for the week. And then at the end of the early next week, because our library week goes through Saturday, we'll have a prize drawing also. So
you got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
What a great idea. And I just, you know, when you mentioned that, I think of the librarian that, you know, had the most effect on me. So I may come over and pin a note.
Awesome.
Up there, because this lady definitely needs to be remembered for not just me, but like everybody around me, too. And
right.
It's amazing how just a little influence. I always say impressions are kind of fleeting, but inspiration lasts a lifetime.
Yes, it does.
And you get a librarian that's going to get you into books and get you into reading. Certainly enriched my life. And again, you're doing this every day.
Right.
So does that ever cross your mind? It's like, I wonder how many people I'm influencing here.
I guess I haven't really thought about it myself. I hope I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you definitely are. Yeah. And Leech Public Library, what a resource here in the community.
Yeah, we are.
Too.
We're very fortunate to have a library in our community, you know, because there are a lot of smaller communities that don't have libraries.
Right. But, and we got one of the best.
Well, thank you.
So, like, let me ask you this, too, because I know it is a thing over there. Mm-hmm. Keeping up with the technology, because I know you've made really, really good use of the new technology out there.
We have. We've just recently gotten new desktop public access computers.
Wow.
We've increased our digital newspaper archive. We're in the process of increasing that through 1976 or 1974. I can't remember off.
That's been a process for you. It's taken a while, but worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. And we keep getting donations for that program because so many people call and say, how can I access this? And so we're excited to tell them, hey, you can just go to our website, check it out. You
know? It's that easy.
So, yeah, and the friends have been astronomical and just fantastic in supporting this project for us.
That is so great to hear. And again, folks, you had somebody, a librarian that influenced you, get over to the library this week and pin that up.
Right. And so along with just that program this week, today is, oh, for the love of Pete, I can't remember.
It happens.
Tomorrow is National Library Workers Day.
Okay.
So if you happen to see a library worker, say hello.
Yeah.
Say hi, you know.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like that.
For
so,
doing what you do.
There's Outreach Day this week. Take action for your library week. And I know a lot of people have been following this, the North Dakota legislature with the bills that affect libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Both the bills have passed and gone to the governor's desk.
Okay.
So as a librarian and as a library, we're asking that people contact the governor and ask them to veto those bills.
Okay. Got it. All right.
They will prohibit people from having access to what they want to read.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, or may want to read.
I guess that comes from your librarian, folks.
Yeah, yep. Just a few other things coming up. Summer reading program. How many years in a row we do a summer reading program?
Always.
The time. That begins June 5th and goes through July 28th. We will also, once again, be a summer lunch program site.
Fantastic.
And for us, that will also begin on June 5th. And then the Friends of the Library will have a free will book sale, kind of a free will book offering.
Sure.
On June 1st from 10 to 4. And like I said, I want to give them a plug because they are so excited to help us, and we love the fact that they're willing to do so.
You got a lot of friends over there.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, got a lot of people who want to contribute.
They don't only do the chocolate for us, but, you know, they're helping us out through the years with grant writing, support for projects that we've done. We renovated our teen area a little bit, so they were helpful in that. So
fantastic.
Along with grants that we've gotten, and they've helped apply for grants, but they're also there to help us with those. So
staying busy and doing great things in the community.
Yeah, thank you.
Melissa, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
I think I pretty much covered everything.
All right. Come back and see us more often. Or like we said, we can even do the phone call thing, too, because I know you're busy over there.
Yeah, but well, thank you.
Enjoy National Library Week, and thank you for being a part of the show this morning. Appreciate
you're welcome.
It. Have All right.
Day.
921 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your